Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let's get to this from Dan Shaughnessy today, and it's not the only person who is espousing this viewpoint, but Shaughnessy's latest today. After two games, it's clear that something is missing from the Patriots' game plan. Excitement. And here's how it starts. Z, as if he's sleeping. Patriots play the Jets at 8:15 on Thursday night. Pretty late, don't you think? How are we supposed to stay awake after halftime if New England's rookie coach Gerard Mayo keeps game planning like he's Amos Alonzo Stagg? Great reference. We are two games into the season, and the good news is that the Patriots are 1-1 and could easily be 2-0. The defense is pretty good. They've not turned the ball over. They've dominated time of possession, and they haven't committed many penalties. But would it be okay to maybe throw a deep ball one time or try a little trickeration, maybe some play action, perhaps just open things up a little bit? The Patriots are Mr. Play It Safe. They buy their groceries at Safeway. They buy safety insurance. They've made Gillette Stadium a safe house. They are a fail-safe, safe at home, better safe than sorry. They do the safety dance while listening to Safe European Home. Got a little away from him there at the end, I'd say. But in general, what do you think about this? It's not just him saying it. A lot of people are bored by these Patriots.
Yeah, I hate it. I mean, to me, these are spoiled, entitled, pink hat wearing DBs, for lack of a better word. Your football team should be 2-0. Your football team, which we all know doesn't have talent, which we all know may not even really be fully invested in this season. Mm-hmm. They're in some sort of a rebuild, build towards 2025, reset, whatever word you want to call it, they've been entertaining through 2+ games because they gave you a little bonus time. They're like the afternoon show here on WEEI. Every once in a while, we give you a little bonus time, although today we'll actually leave a little early.
Yes.
Forget it.
We're getting some bonus time back.
Damn right.
Yeah, like 4 minutes.
But competitive football should entertain you. The way that...
To an extent. Like, that 6-0 game last year against the Chargers did not entertain me. That was a close game. That was not entertaining.
Okay.
That was a game that made me want to jump off a bridge. Like, that was a brutal, brutal game.
Has it been anything like that this year?
No, it hasn't, but I'm saying there's a limit to how a competitive game can be entertaining or not.
I can take evidence as it is presented to me, but this column...
One right there.
No, this column was written about these two games.
True.
Wiggy bitching about it on the morning show was about these two games.
Yeah.
Wiggy saying, if these weren't the Patriots, I'd change the channel. They are the Patriots. I don't necessarily disagree
with
that.
I agree with that, too. I'm not watching that.
But this is your team.
I'm not watching this crap.
The example I gave to Fitzy when we recorded Six Rings this morning was, we all go to events for our kids or our nieces and our nephews. Some crappy freaking strings concert. It hurts you. It makes you move in your seat because it hurts your spine. But you watch it and you enjoy it. Why? Because it's your kids. This is your team, and they are entertaining you in the best way they can, in my opinion, to start this season. They're 1-0, where they played a borderline perfect game in Cincinnati for their style of play.
Okay.
Borderline perfect. And then You know, I said, I think they kind of gagged away week two. They put themselves in position to win, and then a little 4-minute stretch in the fourth quarter gagged the game away.
Yeah. And listen, if I didn't have my expectations for the Patriots going into that game, I'd agree with you that they gagged, because that is, objectively speaking, a gag job. But I feel like I'm being inconsistent if I say that, because I had them not even competing in that game.
Sure.
So the fact that they made it close at all, I consider to be sort of a victory for them. But that's me. I mean, I think that a lot of people went into the season feeling that way, too, and are suddenly adjusting their expectations. But there's nothing wrong with that. But I'm not quite ready to look at this team that way yet. I don't think that one Cincinnati win was enough, I guess, is my point.
So I guess if the game had played out the way I think it should have and the Patriots had won, would Dan have been like, well, the Seahawks, who threw for 300 and something yards and had 200, they were really entertaining. They lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you want to watch entertaining lose? Is it just about the passing game? Is that what Dan's looking for? Is that what Wiggy's looking for? Are they sort of?
That's what I'm looking for. I'd like to see some passing, yes.
We're all looking for
football.
It. That's not who they are, though.
I know.
That's not who they are. And by the way, no false advertising. They didn't lure you into Gillette Stadium. Since Alex Van Pelt took the job in, was that, February, March?
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to run the football.
Yeah.
We're going to use Ramondre Stevenson. And all along the way,
there's not been a bunch of ads like Brissett's going to unleash the dragon this weekend. Like, no one says that.
I'd be pissed, too, if you like suckered me, snookered me, and told me you were going to throw the ball all over the field and you're going to be a hype. No. You told me from day one you wanted to run the football. You wanted to lean on your defense. Through 2 weeks, they've done that. They should be 2-0 doing that. That, to me, for your team where they are entertaining. No, it is not Tom Brady. I've said this 1,000 times. If you want 35-0 in the second quarter like it's 2007 all over again, you're going to be disappointed. This isn't the year for you. You're probably
boring.
You're probably multiple years away from even thinking that is a possibility if you're being honest and realistic. But to just say they're not entertaining or they lack excitement, so you don't like tackling, you don't like physicality, you don't like running backs breaking tackles, because Ramondre Stevenson has broken tackles a crap ton.
That's true. He has. He hasn't scored a ton of touchdowns, but he has had a couple of big chunk plays, and that's exciting. I mean, listen,
just passing and scoring.
I've enjoyed that. But when it comes to tackling, like, no one gets excited about a form tackle. They get excited on big hits and things like that.
It's called football.
You get people generally
put flags on them then.
You don't have to put flags on anybody. I'm not saying it.
If you don't appreciate tackling,
then why
out
do
of
the
it?
Game. I'm saying when it comes to what gets people excited about tackling, it's big hits and stuff like that. Or like
Keon White doesn't
Cardona
excite you?
With guy Cardona with knocking the ball out.
Guy with four sacks in two games doesn't excite you?
Keon White absolutely excites me.
Okay, so he's played and he's played well and he's done
good.
It for two straight weeks. He's been part of the story. I can get Christian Gonzalez being the second coming of Deion Sanders doesn't excite you?
Now, the Panthers had Brian Burns on that line making sacks for a couple. I wouldn't call them particularly exciting. I mean, come on. You know,
were the Panthers 1-1, and should they have ever been 2-0?
No. I would agree with that.
Patriots should be 2-0, and they've played winning football through 2 weeks.
They have.
And yet, the spoiled people in this region, including one of them who somehow played for these teams and understands football, and even understood football in the late 90s and early 2000s before the dynasty was even built on his team's shoulders, he was part of building the dynasty.
Right, because that's how they played 25 years ago. It's 2024, and they're trying to bring that back. That's why people don't like it. That's what it's about.
They're playing to their strengths. So you can only be entertaining
they're
if
playing
you
away,
throw the ball.
They're playing away from their weaknesses.
So the whole NFL has not been entertaining.
So far, honestly, no. Not really.
Like, I
it
watched
been
Saquon
a super
Barkley.
I've seen a bunch of sloppy teams out there playing sloppy football, and so have you. I don't think it's been super entertaining.
Oh, but sloppy football from both teams can be entertaining.
Sometimes
can
it can, but
right?
I don't know. I feel like it's been. I feel like a lot of teams came into the season unprepared to start the year.
Were the Bengals and Chiefs not entertaining?
That was an entertaining game. It was a sloppy game, but there was some entertaining
what
aspects
was the score?
To it.
That was
two top teams.
21-20.
And it was a low-scoring game.
You know,
sure,
like we're not getting a couple of years ago that Rams-Chiefs, what was that, 54-51 or whatever the hell that was?
I'd say in the pantheon of Chiefs-Bengals game, that one isn't probably very high, but I mean, yeah.
It was still entertaining.
Good back and forth. Sure,
and
yeah.
For what you may have expected it to be with the Bengals coming off a stinker in week one to get an actual entertaining competitive game on the road against the Chiefs, I think paid off to some degree. But just for the Patriots specifically,
mm-hmm.
they're playing a better form of football than I've seen for a couple of years, in my opinion. I think
they're
they've
executing
been thoroughly.
Bad. I agree with that, yeah.
Because you know what's really not entertaining? Lining up for field goals, jumping off sides, giving the other team extra possessions. crappy turnovers, mm-hmm. interceptions. It was probably entertaining when Mac threw to Dallas for the pick six. He got away with it once, and then he threw it again, and they returned it for. Was that entertaining because it's a big play? I'd rather see good football. I'd rather see competitive football. And you've seen competitive football through nine quarters now. Nine quarters of competitive football. They probably should be 2-0. They're not. So the spoiled fan, I thought this was gone. I actually thought after week one, we were back in a place where
people... And it's going to get worse because people want May to play. And they think that he's going to be the one that changes all this.
And we're going to get into that, too, because that's a stupid idea as well. That this is all Jacoby Brissett's fault? No, it's not Jacoby Brissett's fault. We are going to dive deep into that and show you just how far down the list of problems Jacoby Brissett should be. But far down your list of problems should also be the entertainment factor. Because this team has... If you like football... And you like the Patriots. I'm not saying they've been entertaining on a national level. There's a reason they're not going to get primetime games.
That's why they get the Jonathan Vilma games. Yeah.
Like they're not going to get, they're not going to draw eyeballs from other markets. Mm-hmm. But if this is your team and you're invested in your team and you care about your team, A, they're better than they've been last year. And B, you can see where they're going. You can try to, and that's where I try to make the comparison to the Red Sox. If you're buying into Keon White and Ramondre Stevenson and Christian Gonzalez, and hopefully Pop Douglas at some point, you're buying into the foundation being laid. But if you're looking for 38-3 at halftime, that's a you problem.
How about you're looking at more than three targets for your wide receivers in the entire game?
Do you not want to win? Thought you bent over backwards to praise Bill Belichick when he won a game without throwing the football in Buffalo. Oh, you're a genius. Oh, nobody wins that game but Bell. I thought we liked that.
I didn't care.
Hello, you play to win the game.
I thought they should have let him throw the ball a little bit. But either way, they didn't win the game is the point. They didn't win that game.
Well, they gagged.
You know, maybe they should have passed the ball a little bit.
You can gag passing, too.
Yeah, you certainly
can. And this team probably would gag harder passing.
Maybe they would, but we'll never know because they're never going to do it.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.